Are you a passionate business owner or entrepreneur ready to take your message to the world? Do you dream of launching your own podcast but don't know where to start? Introducing my 8-week Start Your Podcast program designed to guide you every step of the way in creating and launching your podcast. In this program, you'll learn the essential skills needed to craft engaging content, record high quality episodes, and market your podcast effectively to reach your target audience. I will work closely with you, providing personalized guidance and feedback to ensure your podcast stands out in a crowded digital space. But hurry, spots are limited and applications for our upcoming cohorts are closing soon. Don't miss this opportunity to turn your podcast dreams into a reality and launch your podcast this summer. Visit our website donnaead.com/apply and apply now to secure your spot in our next cohort. Together, let's make your podcasting vision a success. You're listening to the Wedding Procast UK, the place to be if you are a UK wedding professional looking to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead, 10-year wedding photography veteran and CEO at the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. If you want to grow and streamline your business, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you hit subscribe where you listen or join our email list at www.spwv.co.uk. You'll find the sign up form at the bottom of every episode, and by doing so, you won't miss a thing. So let's jump into today's show. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is my second time recording this, and I am not in as good looking a position as I was last time. My hair is a mess. My apologies. Luckily, if you're listening on the podcast, you don't have to see it. So today we are talking about the three C's. Now, before we jump into that, I just want to remind you, there was a bonus episode this Monday just gone. Episode 97 is a bonus episode that was released on Monday. So if you missed that episode, head back and take a listen, because I announced my 100th episode giveaway. So we are having a giveaway. All of the details were in that episode. The way you enter is that you share any episode between now and the 100th episode on your social media, tag me in it. If you're on Instagram at DonnaSPWV, use the hashtag WPCUK so that I get notified of your entry, and have at it, share it everywhere. And let me know that you've entered by tagging me in that share. So that is how you enter. All of the prizes and everything I mentioned on the bonus episode. I also requested input from you guys. So I'm going to be doing an episode coming up all about pricing post-lockdown. So I put a survey out to my audience and you guys came back with some answers for me. And to be honest, they surprised me. So I'm going to be doing an episode based on those results. If you head over to the Facebook group, which will be facebook.com/groups/WPCUK, in the featured posts are the results from that survey and a link to my SpeakPipe. I would love to have you guys on the show telling me your thoughts about the pricing results. So if you want to have your say, head over to the group and use that SpeakPipe link to drop me a 90 second, no more than 90, you can do less, but no more than 90 seconds. It is a 90 second recording of your thoughts and opinions. If you don't want your voice to be heard on the podcast, I completely understand. You can drop me a message underneath that post and I will read out your answer. So just leave your business name and your name when you do your recording. And if you leave me text, then just put your business name, because hopefully your own name will be on the comment. So I'll be able to share who it is that is saying it. So that is it for the start. Today, we're going to be jumping into the three C's, that get people to buy from you. One of the things that I find my audience are always asking is, how do I get more clients? Now, I believe it's all a numbers game. It really is. The more people you get in at the top of your funnel, the more people you're going to convert at the bottom of your funnel. So if you imagine, obviously, when we talk about funnels, we're sort of thinking digitally usually, but everything, every point from getting people through a shop door to paying at the counter is a funnel. And the same with you guys, getting a lot of traffic to your website and then getting people to meet you in person, getting people to buy from you, it's a funnel. So when you are looking at your funnel, you need to be making sure that there is a lot of people coming in at the top, and then you will get more people buying at the bottom. So there are other caveats, especially within the wedding industry. You know, I've always said that it shouldn't be just about booking every single person that comes through your door. It's about matching personalities. It's about matching desires and wants of the client to the services that you can provide. So there is no way that you should be just booking every person that comes in and has a conversation with you, because you might not be the best person for them and they might not want what you have to offer. So you have to take those things into consideration. But as a general rule, the more people that you get coming to your website or coming through your shop door, the more people that are going to end up buying from you. So when we're looking at our funnel, there are the three C's that I want to touch on today to get more people to be looking to purchase from you. So the first C is clarity, and this comes at the top of the funnel. The top of the funnel is them seeing what you have to offer. So this is your website. So being able to go onto your website, get a really good feel for what it is that you provide, the services that you can provide, the style that you provide it in, looking at who you are as a person, why you started your business. Now, not everybody wants to know the ins and outs of your business, but that's why we have an about page, because the people that are interested go to it, the people that aren't, don't. But being able to lay it all out on your website and give people a really good feel for who it is you are, what it is you do, and how you can help them, that gives them clarity around what it is that you do. So the second C is confidence. They have to have confidence in you. And it is quite difficult for you to provide that confidence before you've had a meeting with them. So confidence comes from recommendations. So sometimes this comes before the clarity. Sometimes this is them going to their friends and family and asking who they used and then coming to your website. So they get the confidence in you before they get the clarity, then they get the clarity. Some people will go onto websites first, get the clarity, and then be looking for the confidence. And that's when they're going to start looking at reviews and testimonials. Now, we've spoken about reviews and testimonials before, but one of the most powerful, powerful testimonials you can give your clients is a video testimonial. If you can get past clients to do a video testimonial, it just elevates it so, so much, because people can see that they're real people. They can hear their voices, and there is always a connection when you can hear somebody's voice. You are much more connected to somebody when you can hear them speak than when you see a text message. And they can really connect with what those people are saying in that video. It is much better to have that than to have some text on your website that just has a name attached to it. You know, if that's the only thing you can get, then that has to be good enough for you at that point. But do try and get clients to give you video testimonials. They can do it on their phone. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can upload it to YouTube and embed it on your website. That is going to have a much more powerful impact than just text. But if text is all you've got, then try and make sure that you can put a photo with that text, because again, seeing that it's a real person will just increase that confidence in the testimonial that they're reading. Try and get people to put Google reviews up as well, because those can really help you with your rankings to get your website up there so they can get the clarity and the confidence in one. The third thing is credibility. Now, credibility can come in a number of ways. Again, through that word of mouth, but mainly through third party recognition. So this is your awards. You know, not a lot of people are hung up on awards. So if you haven't won them, it's not a detriment. But if you have, definitely be shouting about them. The thing with awards is that a lot of people assume, rightly or wrongly, that if you've won an award, you're going to be out of their budget. So it's really, really useful. And I go back to episodes where I talked on pricing, to have my prices start from and my average client spends, because I know that I have done that before, looked at photographers, perhaps for branding, and seen that they've won awards and thought, God, they're going to be out of my price range. So I've not gone to them. And that's somebody who's in business. It's just something that, you know, an award should elevate you and should make you raise your prices, because you've been recognized by a third party as being really good at what you do. So it is a great point to raise your prices if you win an award. However, that doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily be out of somebody's price range, but the assumption is there. So you need to make sure that that assumption is demystified for as many people as possible. So if you are putting on your website, my prices start from, my average client spends, then somebody who has a budget that fits what those figures are is going to be able to see, oh, okay, they've won awards and they're within my budget. Fantastic. So definitely put awards up there. Definitely enter awards. Even if you're a finalist, putting up that you are a finalist in an awards is credibility, you know, that you are working on your craft, that you are good enough to have reached the final stages of an award ceremony. So it still can provide you good kudos in the eyes of your clients. So definitely, if you're a finalist, put up that finalist badge. If you are a winner, then definitely put up that winner badge, because awards will give you credibility. The other thing that will give you credibility are associations and societies. So if you are a member of an association or a society, you will usually get a badge for that. Have that on your website as well. This is third party endorsement. So the third party being the society or the association, you will have had to have done something to get into that association, and not all associations and societies are made equal, but I will talk about that in a second. But you have done something to earn that badge. So therefore, that is going to give you more credibility in the eyes of your clients. So those are your three C's. Clarity, which comes from having a really good, really clear website. Confidence, which comes from your testimonials, reviews, and endorsements by past customers to, like, directly from their friends and family. And the third is credibility, and that comes from third-party endorsements through awards, trade associations, and societies. So as you may know, the Wedding Procast UK is sponsored by the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. Now, the society is open at the moment for new members. So if you want to take a look at what we offer, you can head over to the website and take a look at that. I'll give you the URL in a second, but you have to fill in an application form to be promoted by the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. If you don't fill in your application form, you don't get promoted. It is a case of showing that you are a professional within the industry. It is a case of showing that you have a contract. It is a case of showing that you have insurance to do what you do, so that we can, with confidence, promote you to potential clients and say, this person is running their business professionally. You can trust them. And that is where we are with the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. We want every couple to be able to know who they can trust with their wedding day, who's not going to leave them high and dry, who's going to provide a high level of customer service, who is going to work with heart, passion, and integrity. So that is our aim in the society. And we do that by making you fill in an application form, but also having you agree to our code of conduct. So doors to the society are actually closing at the end of March. So if you want to get in, now is the time to do it. You can head over to bit.ly, so a bit.ly link, /SPWV, all in capitals, and then the word sign up with a capital S and a capital U. It is case sensitive. So capital S, capital P, capital W, capital V, capital S, lowercase I, G, N, uppercase U, lowercase P. So that will be in the show notes. So you can head straight to the show notes, which is bit.ly/WPCUK098. And that will get you to the links that you need for that. So if you head over there, you'll be able to see all of our membership information and join the society before we close at the end of March to new members. We are looking at changing things up in the membership, so now is the time to get in if you want to be part of those changes. So that is basically it for today's episode. I hope that helps, because we have got some episodes and I will try and link them. We've got one on optimizing your website. We've got some on pricing. We've got some on sales. So I will link all these episodes below so that you can access those ones as well. But giving your clients clarity, confidence, and showing your credibility are three of the things that you can do to make sure that you are converting as many of those website visitors, as many of those phone calls, as many of those emails as you possibly can. So don't forget to enter the competition. Share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it. Share your favorite episode with somebody who is in the industry. Share it on your social media, and I will see you guys next week. Bye for now.
Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.